slightly less happy story is what has come in your most clicked, talked about and shared story this week. Chelsea are in at number three in this week's Five Live hit list, not because they're top of the Premier League, but because of the racist behaviour of a few fans. An amateur video surfaced on Wednesday of Chelsea supporters appearing to racially abuse a black man on the Paris metro. The footage shows the supporters refusing to let this man on the train, and at one point he's physically pushed away from the carriage. And you can hear the fans chanting, "We're racist, we're racist, that's the way we like it." Well, you can just pick that chanting out. The man who was prevented from getting on the train, he's been heard on Five Live this week. He's called Suleiman S. Now, joining me in the studio is Rory Jennings, who's a white Chelsea supporter and was in Paris for the game on Tuesday evening. Hello, Rory.
Hiya.
And also by Wesley Taylor. Wesley's black and has supported Chelsea Football Club for over 40 years and joins me on the line. Good evening, Wesley.
Hi there.
I'm going to come to you in a moment. Rory, you were actually there. When did you first hear about this incident and what was your reaction?
It was the night after I was with my friend and we got back to our hotel. And, you know, you check Twitter, get some feedback on the match. And it was the dominant story. There was not really much about the game at all. That was the first I realised that it was going to be huge.
And how do you feel as a fan when you hear something like that?
Well, I'm obviously embarrassed to a degree. I mean, people will now associate my club with that sort of behaviour. But I'm also quite proud of the way that Chelsea have dealt with it. I think that the club have come out in quite a strong way, and our manager, our captain, both really distanced themselves from it and explained how wrong it was. And I think the fans yesterday did brilliantly to show that.
Because you were at Stamford Bridge yesterday, weren't you?
I was at Stamford Bridge yesterday, yeah. And I think that we did really well as a fan group to show that we're not a racist club.
OK, Wesley, let me bring you in here. As I say, you're black, you support Chelsea, you have done all your life, I imagine.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to this video when it emerged? Were you surprised? Were you upset?
Well, yeah, same as everybody else. It was quite shocking to see it and to hear what they were chanting. But, you know, it certainly doesn't happen every week. And I think, like, you know, same as Rory, I've been to a few away games, never heard that chant before, never seen anything. Well, I haven't seen anything like that before. Many, many, many years.
Okay, many, many years, though, and if you can keep it clean, have you experienced yourself or have friends experienced any racial abuse from fellow Chelsea fans?
Yeah, back in the 70s and 80s, it was, you know, that sort of thing would be happening every week. You know, society was very different back in the 70s and 80s.
So what, literally when you were at the match, things were being said like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you'd hear that all the time. You'd be standing in the shed with people hurling racial abuse at black players on, you know, playing for the opposition mostly, and you'd be standing right next to them, and it was, you know, wasn't the most comfortable position to be in.
But, so it wasn't being said to you, it was being said to the players?
Being said to the players, but I mean, you know, you'd be standing right next to people who'd be shouting, you know, black this, black that, the N-word, every other word, and it was awful having to stand next to that, but, you know, that's what you had to put up with back then.
Do you feel then, by seeing this, I mean, it obviously probably brought back horrible memories, that this is a step backwards or this is a total anomaly?
Total. I would see this in terms of it being people doing that in public. I'm not saying people don't think like that, and there's lots of people who still believe those things and still say those things. They have to moderate their behaviour now, particularly over here at football matches, but, you know, there are idiots in every single walk of life.
Rory, to bring you back in here, thanks, Wesley, for that. Whistleblowers then, not, you know, I read a good column today by one of the sports journalists in the papers saying, you know, the only whistleblower shouldn't just be the ref now. We've all got mobile phones. If we see things that are bad, especially at a football match, we should be filming them, we should be shaming people. Where do you stand on that? How old are you?
I'm 26.
You're 26. You're obviously conversant with the web. You could film something and put it up there very easily. Would you ever do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to remember as well, as Wes mentioned there, this isn't commonplace. I've gone to Chelsea all of my life. I go to away games on a regular basis. Chelsea's support base isn't typical of it. It isn't representative of us. We constantly have welcomed black players to Chelsea. As a fan base, we got Ruud Gullit the job. He was the first black manager in the league. He was the fans' choice. we got him in, and we're not a racist fan base. The club yesterday did brilliantly with the banners. I think Dave Johnson from CFC UK got the banners organised. The we're black, white, but all blue. He did brilliantly there.
But we're then not where did this come? I mean, to Wesley or to, you know, I just don't understand. Wesley or Rory, come in on this, or Kevin, if you want to. Where does this come from? Because we're in a situation where people have actually got a chance. You know, it's not just something they're standing and saying on their own.
Where it comes from is, like I said, there are idiots in every single walk of life. Back, you know, again, not to harp back too much to the 1780s, but the, you know, National Front used to be handing out leaflets at football grounds, recruiting people at football grounds. Unfortunately, you know, there are people, you know, my age in their 50s that still, you know, behave in this way. And they come out for, you know, the odd occasion. We played Celtic in a friendly at the beginning of last season. And, you know, there were songs being sung there that I've never, ever heard before. People that, you know, crawled out of the woodwork for that game just to, you know, come and hurl abuse at Celtic fans who they perceive to be, I guess, Catholics, and, you know, they view them as being members of the RA. And these are, you know, these are people who, you know, like I say, crawl out of the woodwork for a game and then crawl back.
That's what I find really interesting, Wesley. Before I came on air, I was chatting to Ian Wright. He's obviously on before me on 606. Mm-hmm. And he was saying to me, what's really worrying about this is it's still there. It's just not heard as much, you know. And what he's worried about is, you say, crawling out of the woodwork. It's not what you hear anymore. But is it what, you know, Kevin, from your point of view, you're a football supporter, I know, as well.
Not the same fashion, yes.
But you know, if people aren't saying it, we've still got an issue we talked in the earlier show about, earlier on the show, about UKIP and this woman feeling uncomfortable with black people. Is it still under the surface?
I think there is, obviously, or as proved in Paris, there is a problem. It's still there. But it's interesting listening to Rory and Wesley because, you know, I've been going to football since the 70s as well, and I can remember when it was really, really bad. And if you have been following this story, you'd think it was still like a massive, massive problem. Now, I go week in, week out to Craven College for collective periods of grief, but I do not perceive any racism there ever. And you've got a small element here on this station, obviously morons behaving like idiots, basically playing to the crowd, aren't we awful? Oh, somebody films them, and within seconds, you know, you've got the Prime Minister making statements about it. And I just somehow feel these stories, I'm not trying to denigrate or to minimise this issue, but I do feel that it's something ritualistic about the way we react to this kind of thing. You know, oh, racism, oh, isn't that, you know, it's terrible. So it's to do with us. It's to do with, this story is about our reaction. So we all feel really good about ourselves. We aren't racist, but those guys are. It's a small incident that I think has been blown out of proportion.
Well, we gave the mic tonight to the fans. So let me thank Rory and Wesley very much indeed for your insight on that.